This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics, 10 minutes for January 10th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, talking to the nation. Tuesday night, the president addressed the country from the Oval Office to talk about a border wall, making his case, basically restating what he's been talking about ever since he began running for president back in 2015. My only question is, why now? Why is he pushing for this now to the point of the partial shutdown of the government, which is in its third week? Why didn't he do this when the Republican Party held both the House and the Senate and presumably could have gotten some form of a bill passed with funding for the border wall? Is his administration so disorganized that they didn't get to this very important priority on his platform until now? Or, looking at history and assuming that the Democratic Party would pick up seats and maybe even win back the House of Representatives, which they did, he held back on this particular item until now when he could use it to essentially box Democratic leadership into a corner, which is kind of what happened. Here you see Senator Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, delivering their response to President Trump's address on Tuesday evening. Senator Schumer and many leading Democrats voted for a barrier along the Mexican border back in 2006. Senator Schumer in 2009 in an interview, quote, "Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress," end quote. Former President Obama, then Senator Hillary Clinton, many other Democrats on record just a few years ago as supporting some form of a barrier along the border to stop illegal immigration. In fact, Congress voted to build a fence back in 2006, a double row of fencing along the Mexican border. It passed the House by a vote of 283 to 138. That's better than a 2-to-1 margin, meaning many Democrats crossed the aisle to vote with the Republicans. The Senate voted in favor of the bill 80-to-19. 80-to-19, that's a 4-to-1 margin, bipartisan support. So why do we need a wall now? Well, because the fence didn't get built the way Congress originally intended. In 2007, the 2006 bill was amended with this amendment. "Nothing in this paragraph shall require the Secretary of Homeland Security to install fencing, physical barriers, roads, lighting, cameras, and sensors in a particular location along an international border of the United States if the Secretary determines that the use or placement of such resources is not the most appropriate means to achieve and maintain operational control over the international border at such location," end quote. In other words, the bill was amended with a get out of doing your job free card. Why? And this was after the Department of Homeland Security lobbied Congress to change the bill. Now, why did they do that? I can only speculate, and so I will. My guess, and this is only a guess, is that some very powerful people with friends placed high inside the Department of Homeland Security had companies that sold stuff to the Department of Homeland Security, products and or services, that had nothing to do with building fencing. In other words, things other than chain link, steel poles, barbed wire, and concrete, and perhaps sensor cameras. Maybe things like backscatter X-ray machines for airports and other stuff like that. In other words, they didn't want DHS using up its entire budget building a double fence along the border. Well, what happened? In the 5 years between 2010 and 2015, the border fence was breached 9,287 times. Bear in mind that 5 years is about 1,800 days, which means that border fence was breached on average 5 times per day, every day, at an average cost of $785 per breach to repair. That's why we need a wall. An op-ed writer for the New York Times in 2013 wrote that a climber with a rope can get over the fence in less than half a minute. Drug runners with jackhammers can smuggle drugs by digging underneath it. Rocks and drugs can be thrown over the wall to people waiting on the other side. That's why we need a wall. The bottom line, though, the speeches on Tuesday night probably didn't change the minds of anybody who's already made up their mind about whether or not a wall is effective and or moral. The president and the Democrats are basically arguing over those undecided people in the middle. The president is keeping open the option of declaring a national emergency, which he has the power to do. All of this comes down to power politics, a high-stakes poker game, and we're going to find out soon who the better players are. Topic number four, the rights of Israel versus the Constitution. The first bill to be considered by the United States Senate in this session, S-1, a collection of foreign policy initiatives, including a provision sponsored by Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida to defend the Israeli government. It would give state and local governments the power to boycott any U.S. companies participating in a boycott against Israel. Now, let me say this, to be very clear. I think the boycott, divest, sanction movement, the BDS movement against Israel, is wrong. Israel has a right to exist. Israel has a historic, moral, and strategic right to hang on to the West Bank and the Golan Heights. I think the BDS movement is identifying the wrong party in the Palestinian conflict as the bad actors here. Okay? I just want to be very clear about that. However, giving the government the power to punish people, American citizens, for participating in political activity is a bad precedent. This bill got hung up in the Senate, only 56 senators in favor of it, and because of the handshake agreement that they have that you need 60, otherwise we pretend there's a filibuster, the bill is probably dead on arrival. But still, 26 states have some form of this bill, 13 other states are considering a form of this bill. Again, I think the BDS movement is wrong, I think it's immoral, but just as our speech is protected, in other words, you and I have the right to say things that we might disagree over, we also have the right to engage in political activity with which we disagree. Giving government the power to punish that is wrong. This is not the same thing as aiding and abetting an enemy, which the government should prosecute. This is just saying, look, we're not going to do business with Israel because we don't want to. Because we, okay, again, I think that's wrong. But as Americans, it is our constitutionally protected right. And I think this anti-BDS legislation is a bad precedent because it can be used the other way, too. Topic number three, a close call. An asteroid, newly designated 2019 AW2, zipped past the Earth at 0.42 distance, lunar distances. That's like 40% of the distance between the Earth and the Moon back on December 28th. Thing is, this asteroid wasn't discovered until January 3rd, and we only found out about it on the 6th. A lot of stuff flying around out there in the heavens. Thankfully, it's only about 100 feet wide. Still caused some damage if it hit, but it missed. Just a reminder that we need to be prepared all the time because you never know what may be heading in your direction. Topic number two, Christian thanks Satan. That would be Christian Bale, who won a Golden Globes Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of former Vice President Dick Cheney in the movie Vice. Apparently, he thought he was being funny when he thanked Satan for inspiring his performance. Now, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that Mr. Bale thought he was being funny. However, the fact that he thought his joke would play well to his audience of Hollywood types and that it wouldn't cause enough blowback to hurt his career says a lot about our society. We don't take the supernatural war in which we are all deployed, whether we realize it or not, as seriously as we should. It wasn't funny, not even a little. Topic number one, turning gender upside down. For the first time in its history, the American Psychological Association has released guidelines for men and boys declaring that traditional masculinity is not only harmful, but could lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. Only if it's not taught correctly. And being flawed humans, there are a lot of us who don't train up our children in the way they should go. The main thrust of the research, quoting from the APA's press release, is that the main thrust of the subsequent research is that traditional masculinity marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression is, on the whole, harmful. Meanwhile, as the APA encourages parents to make their boys more girl-like, women are being oppressed by other women for being maternal. A professor of women's studies is suing Wichita State University because the school, she claims, retracted an employment offer after they discovered she was pregnant. Evangeline Heiliger, who's an associate professor of women's studies at Oberlin College in Ohio, applied for the job at Wichita State University. She is a professor, actually, of gender, sexuality, and feminist studies. She applied for this job at Wichita State, was offered the position, and then when she told the director of the Women's Studies Department at Wichita State that she was pregnant and asked about childcare facilities, well, a couple days later, she got a note from the dean at Wichita State saying that he'd become aware that she was no longer available for the position and they were removing her from consideration. Wichita State says, we didn't break the law. This is the kind of story. I thought only men did this to women who were expecting. Again, everything upside down. Well, that's why we're sounding the alarm. Dallas, we are coming to you March 28th through 31st. It's the Hear the Watchmen Conference. Sharon and I honored to be a part of it, along with our colleague from Skywatch TV, Josh Peck, his co-author, Stephen Bankars, of the book Second Coming of the New Age, and other great speakers like Dr. Michael Lake, L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Pastor Carl Gallup's Rabbi Zev Perot, who will be joining us on our tour of Israel in May, Coach Dave Daubenmeyer, and more. And we can save you $20 on the registration. Use the promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, when you sign up at hearthewatchmen.com. And then in August, Skywatch TV presents its first annual Defender Conference, featuring all of us from Skywatch TV, me, Sharon, Tom Horn, Josh Peck, Donna Howell, Joe Horn, and other great speakers like Dr. Michael Heiser, Dr. Michael Lake. We got the market cornered on Dr. Michaels. Pastor Carl Gallup's, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, and more. This will be at the Radisson Hotel in Branson, Missouri, August 2nd through 4th of 2019. Register soon because this one will sell out quickly. DefenderConference.com is the website, DefenderConference.com. Hopefully we'll have our new studio built by then because we'd like to show it to some of you. The new studio is going to have room for an in-studio audience as we record future programs, but we need your help to get it built. We got the building that was available to us, you know, that God provided, literally pennies on the dollar, and that's no exaggeration. But we're not going to go into debt to put a studio inside, so we're asking for your help. To find out how, log on to skywatchtv.com. You'll find a link there at skywatchtv.com. We'll broadcast on your schedule. All you need to do is add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We've got links with instructions on how to do that in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. My website, derekpgilbert.com, and tomorrow we turn our attention to science, Sci-Friday, with our science advisor and my best friend, Sharon K. Gilbert. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.
If Donald Trump's election was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks the world never saw coming. Even while President Trump has had to war against dark forces who aim to obstruct and ultimately impeach him, his seismic impact on culture and faith in America is undeniable. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Trump Aftershock Special Offer, featuring the new book by best-selling author Stephen E. Strang, Trump Aftershock. In Trump Aftershock, you'll learn how Trump's agenda aims to combat the media's fake news war with the president, address the surge of illegal immigration, expose the deep state and the agenda of former President Obama, strengthen ties with Israel, find lasting peace in the Middle East, and so much more. When you purchase Trump Aftershock from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive God and Donald Trump by Stephen E. Strang. The 2016 presidential election was perhaps the biggest political upset in American history and still has many Christians and Americans contemplating the possibility of a divine connection between God and Donald Trump. Now you can understand the answer to that question and so much more in the must-read book that reaches far beyond politics and into the redeeming frequencies that America surely needs in God and Donald Trump. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $44. Yours now for your donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. These two books will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't cover, while objectively helping you understand what our nation's most unlikely and unconventional president has accomplished thus far, and what you can expect looking forward. The Trump Aftershock Special Offer, available now at the Skywatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
cutting-edge analysis of end times prophecy on the very ground where it all unfolds. It's the Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel, May 12th through 23rd, 2019, hosted by Derek and Sharon Gilbert, and Pastor Carl Gallups, best-selling author of Gods and Thrones and Gods of Ground Zero, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot of Messiah of Israel Ministries, and filmmakers Justin and Wes Fall, producers of the Hollow Earth Chronicles. This is a once-in-a-lifetime tour of the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Dead Sea. You'll walk in Jesus' footsteps on the battlegrounds of the supernatural war with preaching and teaching along the way. Shiloh, Bethel, Mount Carmel, Nazareth, the Jordan River, the Mount of Olives, Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jerusalem, where the final battle will be fought for God's Mount of Assembly, Zion. The Skywatch TV Wars of the Gods Tour of Israel. Reserve your place now. For information and registration, log on to LipkinTours.com. That's LipkinTours.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.